Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, and also Purim Sameach. Yes, I Purim. Purim Sameach. Gonna ride up with more on Esther and the reason for the season right here, here, here. Shabbat, Shabbat time approaching right here. So we completed the Torah reading from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus. All right, so we went through the Leviticus right there. Some more question Q&As and reasonings right there. Handbook of the Priesthood. Also, the book of, somebody said the book of sacrifices, giving the order. You know what the order of the sacrifices is and what the rules and regulations given, you know, to the Bnei Yisrael, you know, by the hand of, you could say, by the hand of Moshe. Robeinu, we're going to pick up on more of that right there to see how this is a shadow, as it says in Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant, Brit Chadasha, Adis Kidan. How is this shadow that which is fulfilled by Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ, Jesus Christos Getachin. But stay tuned
for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha, Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Now here we have Psalm 24 for the first day Psalm right here on the eve of the first day. Yes, I Melkam, Melkam Ehud. Good first day, beautiful, good first day. Shabua Tov, Shabua Tawab. And the Shabua, the seven, strong, a good strong, as I said, a good week. Shabua Tov, right here,
Psalm 24.
Here, first day Psalm.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Purim Sameach. Purim Sameach.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up
his
soul into vanity.
Up
nor sworn
to
deceitfully. Blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eye Selassie
Eye.
Jah, mighty in battle.
Mighty in battle, mighty in war.
shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
מזמור תפגנת, לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סלע. צאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. צאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
קדמאווי, קדמאווי. אינפלציה!
The whole place is due for
you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He then no like the name. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. and upon the crucifixion tree there. But Jesus Christ the crucified. You see, I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Purim Sameach, yeah, from Persia to India to Ethiopia, yes, Yehudim,
Hashem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua, I, HaMoshiach, I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaSelassie, yes, I, Rastafari,
yeah, it's an interesting note that Yeshua is salvation, but it's also victory. And here the Purim time, going to ride up soon with the Purim. But here, today's daily song, first here.
Boom again, Shalom Purim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
For the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. Again and again.
the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach ובמשה עבדו, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21, to chapter 44, verse 23. Blessed my this my people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifice. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father have sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to the reproaches. Chapter 44, verse 1 to 23. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, in Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh, Baruch Hu, that made thee, informed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, your Yisroel, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourse. One shall say, I am Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hands to Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Yisrael. Thus saith Yahweh, and the goose of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh Zephaoth, Baruch Hu. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no Elohim. And who, as I, shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show to them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there an Elohim beside me? Yea, there is no Elohim. I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed an L, or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed in the workmen. They are of men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He maketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes, and maketh it out with the compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doeth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh an L, and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, Issat. With part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and saith, Ah, I am warm. I have seen the fire, Issat. In the residue thereof he maketh an L, even his graven image. He falleth down to it, and worshipeth it, and prayeth to it, and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my El. They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burnt part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it, and shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins return to me. For I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for Yahweh Buruhu have done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing. Ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for Yahweh Buruhu have redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Yisrael. Amen.
And here for Purim Sameach, we have an additional Haftarah reading as 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, chapter 15, verses 2 to 34. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 2 to 34. I'm going to ride up right here. Purim Sameach. Sameach. Just to go over this additional reading right here before we ride up, just to put it within the context. So, yeah, the additional Haftarah portion, 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 2 to 34, speaks of how Melech Shaul, how King Saul later failed to devote to destruction the Harem the evil tribe of Amalek. It was a mistake that caused him the Maluka, the kingship of Israel. Shemuel's rebuke of Saul, Shaul's compromise, is always timely. This is one of the key verses right here, here, here. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. Furthermore, because you have rejected the word, the davar of Yahuwah, he has also rejected you from being Melech. So these two readings, you know, two readings, namely the book of Esther, the Megillah, HaMegillah, the scroll of Esther, as well as Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 32 to 33 are very, very important. And before we go to Brit Chadash, also give thanks to, you know, Achot Shalano and my sister, you know, Sister Emmanuel for the read, you know, of the majority of Esther as well. We're coming forward with that. Yeah, 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 Esther. So the two readings, what are the two readings? Mikra, two readings. They were selected before Purim because Haman was an Agagite. We have this in Esther chapter 3, verse 1. A direct descendant of Agag. Who was Agag? Well, he was the king of Amalek. Within the narrative here in 1 Shemuel, that Saul nearly, he sought this compromise to spear the king of Amalek, right? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 32 to 33. And we should therefore link this sense of wiping out of Haman, the adversary, with the wiping out of Amalek, as we have it in HaTorah. Right, let's just bring this up right here. Exodus, Shemot, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, where it reads, Kiyad al-Nesh Yah Milchama la-Yahuwah ba-Amalek midor-dor. For a hand is upon the banner of Yah. Kiyad al-Nesh Yah. There will be war, milchama, for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, milchama la Yahuwah, ba Amalek, against Amalek, mi dor dor, from generation to generation. So the connectivity of Haman, the adversary, within Esther, right, and with what Moshe, you know, was said to Moshe, you know, this spiritual warfare between illumination of true light and darkness and disillumination, it admits of no compromise, as Shaul is an example of that right here, 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 in the First Samuel reading. So let's ride up right here, here, here. Bashem Habain, you know, Bashem, you know, Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yahuwah Echad, he who be, who he be, the one. Shema'ah, Yisrael. Here, picking up with Samuel. Samuel chapter 15 speaks of Shaul's incomplete obedience, his incomplete obedience, or one might even say partial obedience. So we pick up right here with verse 2, right here, here, here. The Ivrit in the Ivrit, Yehudit, right here, Koh. Kohamar Yahuwah Sebaot Pakad Tia Eta Shera Asa Amaleka Le Yisrael Asher Sam Lo Badereka Ba Aloto Mi Mitzrayim. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah Sabaot Yahuwah Sebaot. Koh Amar Yahuwah Tzibaot, I remember Pakati, Fikudei, remember Pikudei, which is like to the accountings, like to take account. It also can mean to visit Hebraically and to remember, to recall, remembering by visiting, like he visits upon them. Pakati, I remember Amalek did to Yisrael. Pakati et asher asa
Amalek le Yisrael, how he set himself against him, how he set himself against him in the way. Asher sam lo baderek, when he came up out of Egypt or out of Mitzrayim, the two lands. Ba eloto mi Mitzrayim. Here. Now go and smite Amalek. Go and smite Amalek. Ata lek. Now go. Ata lek. With Hekita et Amalek. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spear them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, oxen, sheep, camel, and ass. And Shaul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Yehuda and 10,000 men of Judah. And Shaul, Saul, came to a city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And Shaul said to the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye, y'all, shoot kindness to all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, when they came up, mi Mitzrayim, out of the Tawi, out of the two lands called Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekim, the Amalekites. And Shaul, Saul, smote the Amalekim, the Amalekites, from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Mitzrayim, over against the Tawi, the two lands called Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekim, the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people speared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the davar, the word of Yahuwah to Shemuel, to Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul, Shaul, to be Melech, to be king, to be Nagus, for he is turned back from following me, from following I, and hath not performed my mitzvotai, my commandments. And it grieved Shemuel, Samuel, that he cried out to Yahweh, to Jehovah all night. And when Shemuel rose early to meet Saul in the boker, in the dawning, the morning, it was told Shemuel, Samuel, saying, Shaul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, a makom, a spot, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Shemuel came to Shaul. Samuel came to Saul, and Shaul said to him, blessed be thou of Yahuwah, I have performed the commandment of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. And Samuel said, what meaneth this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and this lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Shaul and Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekim, the Amalekites, for the people speared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah thy Elohim. and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Shaul, stay, and I will tell thee what Jehovah have said to me this night. And he said to him, say on, speak on. And Samuel said, when thou little in thine own sight was thou not made the head, the Rosh of the tribes of Israel, and Yahuwah anointed Messiah, Mashach, anointed the Melech king, Negus, over Israel, and Yahuwah sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekim, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, but didst fly upon the spoil and this evil in the sight of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? And Saul said to Shemuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and have gone the way that Yahuwah sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekim, the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things that should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah thy Elohim in Gilgal. And Shemuel said, hath Yahuwah, Jehovah as great delight, burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? Behold, to obey better than sacrificing, to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin, the chet, the ukri of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, the Davar, Yahuwah. He hath also rejected thee from being Melech, from being king, from being Negus. And Shaul and Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, I have looked up, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, I pray that I pardon my chet, my sin, my ukri, and turn again with me, that I may worship Yahuwah, that I may worship Jehovah. And Samuel said to Shaul, I will not return with thee, with the eye, for thou hast rejected the Davar, Yahuwah, the word of Jehovah, and Yahuwah hath rejected thee from being Melech, from being king over Israel. And As Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent, and it ripped. And Samuel said to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah have ripped the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and have given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, I have upped up, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray that I, before the elders of Ami, my people, and before Lifnei Yisrael, before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah Thy Elohim. So Shemuel, Samuel, turned again after Shaul, after Saul. And Shaul, Saul worshiped Yahuwah, Jehovah. Then said Shemuel, bring y'all hither here to me Agag, the Melech of the Amalekites. And Agag came to him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Shemuel said, as thy sword hath made woman childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Shemuel, Samuel, hewed Agag in pieces, lifnei Yahuwah ba-Gilgal, before Jehovah in Gilgal. Then Shemuel went to Ramah, and Shaul went up to his house, Beito, to Gibeah of Shaul. Hear, hear, hear. Reading here for this Purim, Purim Sameach, Purim Sameach, Habarim, Habarim, Purim Sameach.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let
them rejoice before God. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
So right here, here, here would be good order to segue to more on Purim before the Brit Chadasha, before the Brit Chadasha New Covenant read right here, here, here. Let's ride up right here with Purim. Purim, we have the chapters here. Give thanks to Sister Emmanuel. Yes, 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 for the read right here, 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 for this Purim, Chabarim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, what does
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even to Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was Shushan, the palace. In the third year of his reign, he made a feast to all the princes and his servants, and the power of Media, Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the province being before him. When he shewed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 84 days, and when those days were expired, the king made a feast to all the people that were present in Shushan, the palace, both to great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel. So the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also, when Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus, on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bista, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagatha, Zethra, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus, the king, Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come to the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore, the king very wrought, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times. Then the king said to the wise men, who knew the times, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew law and judgment. And next to him was Karshina, Shitar, Adamatha, Tarshish, Maris, Marsina, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do to the queen Vashti according to the law, because she hath not performed the commandments of King Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the kings only, but also to all the princesses and all the people that are in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad to all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes when it shall be reported. The king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day to all the king's princesses which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it pleases the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan, for he sent letters unto all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, into every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Drunk! Rastafari. Drunk!
After these things, and the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what had decreed against her. Then said the king's servant that ministered to him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers for all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins to Shushan, the palace, to the house of the women, to the custody of Haggai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them, and let the maidens which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now, in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Kish, the Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, sorry, the king of Judah, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together to Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also to the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meant to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maidens to the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not shewed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not shew it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of women of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into the king verse 12. Now, when every maiden's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purification, for the purifying of women. Then thus came every maiden to the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women to the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashagaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in to the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, had come to go in to the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of kings. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet shewed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. So Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. Mordecai saves the king's life. Verse 21. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wrought and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther, the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when the inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Esther chapter 3, the conspiracy of Haman. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of the Hamid, the son of Hamidatha, the son of Hamidatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gates bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto, Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily to him, and he hearkened not to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matter would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had shown him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan, in the 12th year of the king Ahasuerus, they cast pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is, the month of Adar. And Haman said to the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's law. Therefore, it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said to Haman, the silver is given to thee, and the people also, to do with them as seem good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month. There was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king, king's lieutenant, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people in every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of the king Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post unto all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, to cause, to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even among the 13th day, on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all the people, that they should be ready against that day. The post went out, being hastened by the king's commandments, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was perplexed.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Esther chapter 4, fasting among the Jews. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. And he came before the king's gate, so none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandments and his decree came, there was great mourning amongst the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing. And many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlain came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent remnant to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then later Esther Prahatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai to the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to charge her that she should go in to the king and make supplications to him, and to make requests before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake to Hatak and gave him commandments to Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come to the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in to the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not that thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them, "Return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden shall fast likewise, and so will I go in to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 5, The Courage of Esther. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, and that the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given to thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, If it seem good to the king, let the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther had said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, My petition and my request is, If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform any requests, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. Then went Haman forth that day, joyful with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained from himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh, his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said moreover, yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king to the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow am I invited to her also with the king. Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends to him, let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou to the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go and marry with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. He caused the gallows to be made.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Chapter 6. On that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought which the king useth to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor. Then the king said to Haman, make haste, and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew that sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hasted to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains, and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 7, Esther's Banquet, Haman Hanged. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen, And the king said again to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom." Then Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, if it please the king, let my life be given me at thy petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondswomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said to Esther, the queen, "Who is he and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so?" And Esther said, "The adversary, the enemy, is that wicked Haman." Then Haman was afraid before the king and queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the palace of the banquet of wine, and Haman had fallen upon the bed. Thereon was Esther. Then said the king, "Will he force the queen also before me in the house?" As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbonaiah, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, "Behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman." Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 8, The Vengeance Ordered. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, to Esther, the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was to her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with fear to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter towards Esther. So Esther rose and stood before the king and said, "If it please the king, if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come to my people? And how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, "Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him that has hung upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it is likened you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and the seal with the king's ring may no man reverse." Then were the king's scribes called at the time in the third month, that is, the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded to the Jews and to the lieutenants and the deputies and the rulers of the provinces, which are from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with the king's ring and sent letters by the post of horseback, and the riders on the mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and the province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all the people, that the Jews should be ready against the day to avenge themselves on their enemy. So the post that rode upon the mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandments. And the decree was given at Shushan, the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province, in every city, whatsoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Yes, 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 yes. Toda Rabba, Sister Emmanuel, right there for the read. Yes, I right there. First eight chapters, last two chapters. The 10th chapter is a small, it's a little chapter. But here for the Purim Sameach. We're going to just catch up with the final read right here. Last two verses of the eighth chapter again. Shema Yisrael and Purim Sameach. The Yehudim, the Judeans, Judahites, Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. Verse 17. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a Yom Tov. A good day, a Yom Tov. And many of the people of the land became Yehudim, became Judeans or Judahites, Jews, for the fear of the Yehudim fell upon them. Hear. Chapter 9, the vengeance executed. Book of Esther, chapter 9, the vengeance executed. Now, in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews, hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews had rule over them that hated them. The Yehudim, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, a.k.a. King Xerxes, to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces and the lieutenants and the deputies, the officers of the king, helped the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man, Mordecai, waxed greater and greater. Thus, like this, the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would to those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And in Parshandata and Daphon, and Aspata, and Porata, and Adalia, and Aridata, and Parmashta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Vajazata, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hamendata, the enemy of the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews, slew they. But on the spoil laid they not their hand. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king. And the king said to Esther, the queen, Hayehudim, the Judeans, the Jews, have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee? Or what is thy request? What is thy request further? It shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Yehudim, High Yehudim, the Judeans, the Jews that are in Shushan, to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree, and make Haman's 10 sons be hanged up on the gallows.
And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan. And they hung, and they hang Haman's 10 sons. For Hayyudim, the Judeans, the Jews that were in Shushan, gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan. But on the prey they laid not their hand. But other Yehudim, Judeans that were in the king's provinces, gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies and slew of their foes 75,000. But they laid not their hand on the prey. On the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rested they, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But Hayyudim, the Judeans that were at Shushan, assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore, Ha Yehudim, of the villages that dwelt unwalled towns, made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a Yom Tov, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. The feast of Purim, Chag Purim. Instituted the Feast of Purim, instituted here Esther chapter 9 verse 20. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters to all Hayyudim, the Judeans that were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, King Xerxes, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein Hayyudim rested from their enemies, and the month that was turned to them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning to a Yom Tov, a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And Hayyudim, the Judeans, the Jews, undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written to them, because Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the enemy of all Hayyudim, had devised against Hayyudim, the Judeans, the Jews, to destroy them, and had cast Pur, that is the lot, Pur, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked, his ratchet device, which he had devised against Hayyudim, should return up on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore, they call these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of that which they had seen concerning this matter and that had come to them, Ha Yehudim ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves to them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among Hayyudim, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Yehudi, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters to all HaYehudim, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus of Xerxes, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai HaYehudi and Esther the queen, Malka, had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, their race, the matters of fasting and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim. And it was written in the book. It was written in the Sefer. Here, Esther chapter 10. Mordecai, prime minister. And the king, Ahasuerus, Xerxes, laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai, Ha Yehudi, Mordecai the Yehudi, the Judahite, the Jew, was next to King Ahasuerus Xerxes, and great among high Yehudim, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace, and speaking shalom to all his seed. Hear, fulfillment right here of Esther for Purim, Chavurim. Right here, the reading of the book of Esther, corresponding with the holiday of Purim. Rejoice, have a Yom Tov.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Yes. Very interesting. There was a few things about the king. Take me to the king. Yeah, take me to the king. I'd like to share this tune right here, old gospel tune, but it has a lot to do with the theme, Chavurim, of Purim, at least scripturally speaking, being taken to the king. Right here, remember the daughter of Yashar Ali Yisrael, Esther. Yes. Here is Tamala Mann with Take Me to the King. Yes, sir.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered now, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my
For the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 24. Vayikra, and he called. From Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 through 18, and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10 through 15. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab Ve'Habin Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet. Ki ha-Torah b'hiyot ba-tel ha-tobot ha-atidot v'lo mareh etzem ha-dbarim ein biyakalta le'olam le'hashlim et ha-krebim ba-karbanot ha-him asher yakribu tamid midei shana b'shana. Ki im kein halo halu lahabiam ki lo haita od idiat chataim b'makaribim b'kita haram pa'am echad. Abal yesh sham hazakarat ha-chataim shana b'shana. Ki dam haparim vehashirim lo yukal lehasir chataim. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices that they offered year by year continually make the comers thereto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipper once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O Elohim. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure therein that are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Elohim. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the that will we are sanctified, through the offering of the body of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ, once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Elohim, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering has he perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahuwah. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sin and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Hebrews chapter 13. Christian separation and worship. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lehem rishut limsharate hamishkan le'akol me'alayu ki habhemot asher huba daman bakodesh le'kaparat hachet al yedei hakohen hagadol guyotehen נשרפו מחוץ למחנה. בעבור זאת גם ישוע ונח מחוץ למחנה. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat that serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Yeshua Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come, the believer priest's sacrifice. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulakhailu, Kaburulakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Psalm 47. O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, he is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted.
מזמור מ"ז למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. כל העמים תקעו כף, הריעו לאלוהים בקול רמנה. כי אדוני עליון נורא, מלך גדול על כל הארץ. ידבר עמים תחתנו, ולאומים תחת רגלנו. יבחר לנו את נחלתנו, את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סלע. עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בקול שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו, כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם, כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ, מאוד נעלה.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout.
Yeah! Yeah!
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mem Zayin, Mizmor Mem Zayin. Psalm XLVII, Psalm 47, La Menatseyach Livnei Korah Mizmor, for the leader, for the chief musician, to the musical director, the musical leader, La Menatseyach Livnei Korah, Livnei Korah, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation. Today's daily psalm is themed Elohim Ha Melech, Elohim HaMelech, God, the true good, the king. It's a poem on the theme of Psalm 46:11, where it reads, I will be exalted in the earth. It's a theme on the previous Psalm, XLVI, Psalm 46, verse 11, in the KJV, that will be verse 10. Where it reads, Haripu Uadu Ki Anoki Elohim, let be still, and know that I am Elohim. Harpu Uadu Ki Anoki Elohim. Harum Bagoim, Harum Ba'aret, I will be exalted among the nations, Arum Bagoyim. I will be exalted among the Goyim. Arum Ba'aret. I will be exalted in the earth. So on this basis right here, today's daily psalm, the 47th psalm, the Mem Zayin psalm is based upon verse 10, in the KJV, verse 10 in the Masoretic, Sefer Tehillim, would be verse 11 of Psalm 46 of the Mem Vav, Mem Wow Psalm. The theme that Elohim, the nation's stronghold. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, based on this 10th verse, KJV-wise, 11th verse in the Sefer Tehillim, that reads, let be or be still and know that I am Elohim, that I am God. Harpu. Udu, kiano ki Elohim, arum ba'gori, arum ba'aret. Assyria's defeat, it pronounced Elohim as Melech, as king. to whom all peoples are summoned to pay allegiance. The psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the vocal intonation, word, sound, power is recited in the synagogue, in the gathering, the together gathering, before the sounding of the shofar, the rams, the ram's horn, on the new year, a day when the liturgy, the liturgy, it dwells upon the thought of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's universal, universal, non-partial, Elohim's universal, universal sovereignty, sovereignty, the sovereignty, the universal, the universal sovereignty of Ha Elohim. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Elohim Ha Melech. Elohim is the king. Hashem Ha Melech. He who be who he be is divine majesty is king. 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 Kol Ha Amin Tik'u Kaf. Hari'u al-Elohim, b'kol harina. Oh, clap your hands, all ye, all your peoples. Kol ha-amin, tik'u kaf, tik'u kaf, tik'u kaf, tik'u kaf, kaf. Your hands, clap your hands. Kol all ha-amin, kol ha-amin. Clap your hands, all ye peoples. Hari'u. Hari'u, 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 shout, hari'u, the Urah, hari'u, le'Elohim, le'Elohim, shout to Elohim, hari'u, Elohim, the Kolarina, shout to Elohim, the true good, the true God, with the voice, the Kolarina, the Kolarina, with the voice, the Kol, the Kol, by way of the voice, in the voice of Rina. In the voice of triumph, in the voice of triumph, Ki Hoa Eliona Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz Yad Ber Amim Tach Tachetenu Ulehumim Tachat Raglenu Yivhar Lanu Eta Nachelatenu Eta Gaona Yaakov Asha Ahev Selah. Pause. So here we have from verse 1 to verse 4 to the Selah pause. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout to Elohim with the voice of triumph. For Yahuwah, for Jehovah is most high. Awful, a great king over all the earth. He subdueth peoples under us, under I and I, and nations under our feet, under I and I feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, for I and I, the pride of Jacob, of Yaakov, whom he loveth. Selah. Pause. So we have in this section right here a call to the nations, a call to the Gentiles, a call to the international community, a call to the Goyim. We have a call to the Goyim, call ha-amim, tik'u kaf, hari'u le'Elohim b'korina, b'korina, clap your hands, shout, hari'u, 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 hari'u le'Elohim b'korina. The demonstrations which greeted a king, a melech, a negus, even negusa negest, even negusa negest is that Ethiopia, the king of kings of Ethiopia, when he ascended the throne. We have an example here in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 24, and 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 12. The demonstrations, the manifestations which greeted a king when he ascended the throne, the coronation, are called for from the peoples on the acknowledgement of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the supreme ruler of the universe, the supreme ruler of the universe, the universal ruler. Kol Ha Amin Tik'u Kaf Hari'u Elohim Bekol Rin Bekol Rin kol rin ki hua elyon nora meleka gadol al kol haaret. For he who be, we be Yahuwah Jehovah. For Jehovah is most high, is Elyon. Ki Yahuwah, ki Yahuwah Elyon, Nora, Nora, dreadful, awful. He's dreadful, he's awful, awe-inspiring. Verse 3. Yadber Amin. Tachetenu, ulelmim tachata raglenu. He subdueth peoples under Ainai and nations and nationalities, nations, the Goyim, under Ainai feet. Ki Yehovah Elyon, Elyon, Most High, Elyon, Nora, Nora, dreadful, Melech Gadol, a great king, Melech Gadol, Al Kol Haaretz. A great king over all the earth. Yadber Amim Tachetenu Uleumim Tachata Ragleinu. He subdueth peoples under Ainai and nations under Ainai feet. This is a general truth, an objective reality. This is enunciated here, which receive then and receiving now illustration in the victory, the salvation, even the victory of good over evil. Verse 4. Verse 4. Yivhar lanu, eta nachelatenu, eta gaon Yaakov, asha ahev selah. He chooses Ainai inheritance for us. Yivhar, yivhar, yivhar lanu, eta nachelatenu. Choosing Ainai inheritance for us. Eta gaon Yaakov. Eta Gaon, the Gaon, the Gaon of Yaakov, of Jacob, the pride of Jacob. Eta Gaon Yaakov, Asher Ahib, Asher Ahib, Ahib, Asher Ahib. Some might enunciate as Asher Ohev, Asher Ohev, which he loveth, Selah, Selah, pause. Our inheritance, choosing I and I inheritance, the Nahal, Nachelatenu, Nachelatenu, Yibhar Lanu, Eta Nachelatenu, Nachelatenu, I and I inheritance, the land of Canaan. Therefore, the attempt to drive Israel out was bound to fail. The pride of Yaakov, Geon, the Geon, Geon Yaakov, Geon Yaakov, the inheritance which Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, takes pride as a gift. Me Elohim, me Elohim, from Elohim, the true good, the true God. Asher Ahiv, Asher Ahiv, Asher Ohev, which whom he loveth, whom he loveth. The love was demonstrated in the bestowal of the inheritance. Yibahara lanu. Eta nachilatenu, eta geon Yaakov asher ahev, selah, 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 selah,
מזמור ממזיין למנצח לבני קורח מזמור כל העמים תיקחו חף הריעו לאלוהים בכל רינה כי אדוני עליון נורא מלך גדול על כל הארץ ידבר עמים תחתנו ולאומים תחת רגלנו יבחר לנו את נחלתנו את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סלה עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בכל שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו, כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם,
כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ מאוד נעלה.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Mizmor Memzayin Lamnatseyah Livne Korach Mizmor Kol Ha'amim Tik'u Chaf Hari'u Lelohim Bekol Rinna Ki Adonai Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Ha'aretz Yadber Amim Tachtenu Ule Umim Tachat Raglenu Yifhar Lanu Et Nahalatenu Et Geon Yaakov Asher Ahev Sena עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בקול שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו, כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם, כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ מאוד נעלה.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Meim, Zayin. Mizmor, Meim, Zayin. Psalm 47. Mizmor, Meim, Zayin. Meim, Zayin. Mizmor, Mizmor, Meim, Zayin. Mizmor, Meim, Zayin. Psalm 47. Mizmor, Meim, Zayin, Meim, Zayin. Psalm XLVII. Lanatzeach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnatzeach, Libnei Korach. Of the sons, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of the sons of Korah. Lamnatzeach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. Kol ha'amim atiku'u kaf, hari'u alelohim bekol rin. Oh, clap your hands. All ye, all your peoples, shout to Elohim with a voice of triumph. Call ha'amim, all the peoples, all ye peoples, call ha'amim. Tiko'u kaf, clap your hands. Tiko'u kaf, tiko'u kaf, clap your hands, y'all. Hari'u al Elohim bekol rin. Hari'u, shout. Hari'u al Elohim to Elohim bekol rin. With the voice of triumph, bekol rin. Ki Yoav Elyonora Melech Gadol al kol haaretz. For Jehovah is most high, awful, dreadful, a great king over all the earth. Ki Yoav Elyon Nora, ki for Yahuwah, he who be, Elyon, most high, Nora,
awful, Nora, dreadful, Ki Yehovah Elyon, Nora, Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz, a great king, Melech, king, Gadol, great, big, important, Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz, upon all the earth, the earthly plain, Al Kol Haaretz. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulomim tachataraglenu. He subdueth peoples under us, under I and I, and nations under I and I, under our feet. Yadbir amim tachetenu, yadbir, subduing amim peoples tachetenu, under. Tachat, under I and I, tachetenu. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulomim. And the nations, the umim, tachat, under, ragleinu, under, I feet, yadber, amim, tachetenu, ul umim, tachat, ragleinu. A key nuance, importance, there's the amim, amim, the peoples, and there's the umim, the umim, the umim, the nations, the national groups, the umim. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulumim tachata raglenu. Yivchar lanu eta nachelatenu, eta gon Yaakov asher raheb, Selah. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loveth. Selah, the Asama, pause. Yivchar lanu, he chooses, yivchar lanu, for I and I, yivchar lanu, et nachelatenu, our inheritance, our nachelatenu, nachelat, our inheritance, et nachelatenu, et gaon Yaakov, the pride of Jacob, the gaon Yaakov, pride of Jacob, Asher, that which Ahiv, that which he loveth. Etagon Yaakov Asher Aheb Selah. Pause. Allah Elohim Abia Teruah. Yahuwah B'kol Shofar. Elohim is going up amidst shouting. Allah Elohim Bi Teruah. Elohim Ali is up, ascends. Allah. Allah Elohim Bi Teruah. Amidst the Teruah. Amidst the shouting, Yahuwah b'kol shofar, Jehovah he who be who he be, Yahuwah b'kol, by way of the voice, shofar, amidst the sound, the voice of the horn, amidst the sound of the shofar, the ram's horn, Allah Elohim, bi teruah, Yahuwah b'kol shofar, Zamru Elohim, Zameru, Zamru limalkenu, Zameru. Sing praises to Elohim, sing praises, Isis, sing praises, Isis, to I and I king, to our king. Sing praises, sing Isis. Zamru, chant Isis, y'all. Zamru, Elohim, Zameru. Sing Isis, chant praises. Zamru, le Malkenu. Chant Isis, Zamru, chant Isis, y'all. Zamru, le Malkenu. For Malkinu, for I and I, Elohim, for I and I, King. Malkinu, Le Malkinu, Zameru. Zamru, Elohim, Zameru. Zamru, Le Malkinu, Zameru. Ki Melech Kol Haaretz Elohim. Zamru, Maskil. For Elohim is the King of all the earth. Ki, for Melech, King. Kol Haaretz. All the earth, the earthly plain, call Haaretz Elohim. For Elohim is king of all the earth, of the entirety of the earthly plain. Ki melech kol Haaretz Elohim. Zamru masakil. Chant Isis, y'all. Zamru. Zamru masakil. Chant Isis. Sing your praises, Isis, in a skillful song. Or elsewhere, I think KJV says, sing praises, chenizes with understanding. Zamru masakil. Ki melech kol haaretz Elohim. Zamru masakil. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim yashab al kiseh kadsho. Elohim reigneth, ruleth, is king, ruleth over the nations. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim sitteth upon his holy, his set apart throne. Elohim Yashab al kisei kadesho. Elohim Yashab. Elohim sitteth. Elohim is enthroned. Elohim Yashab all upon kisei, the throne, kadesho, his holy throne, the throne of his holiness, his islandness. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim Yashab al kisei kadesho. Nidibe amim nesafu am Elohe Avraham ki lelohima magine eret nod na'ilah. The princes of the peoples are gathered together, the people of the God, the Elohim of Avraham. For to Elohim belongeth the shield of the earth. He is greatly exalted. Nidibe. Nidibe Amin, the princes of the Amin, of the peoples. Nidibe Amin. Nesafu, Nesafu are gathered together. Nesafu are gathered together. Am, the people. Elohe of the Elohim of Avraham. Am Elohe Avraham, the people of the Elohim of Avraham. Ki le Elohim, for to Elohim ki. Le Elohim, le Elohim, ki le Elohim, for to Elohim, magine, eretz, magine, the shields, the magin, the magine, the shields of eretz, of the earth, of the earthly plane. Me'od, greatly, me'od, na'ilah, he is greatly exalted, he is greatly exalted, me'od, na'ilah. Mizmor, mim, zayin. Maim zain mim zain, lam natsiach libnei korach mizmor. Kol ha'amim tika'u kaf, hari'u l'Elohim bekol rinna. Ki yo'a elyon nora, meleka gadol al kol haretz, yadbir amima tachetenu, ulumim tachatar raglenu, yivhar lanu eta nachlatenu, eta gon yaikov asherahev selah. Allah Elohim bi yatarua, Yahuwah bekol shofar. Zamru Elohim, zameru, zamru le malkinu zameru, kia meleka kol haaretz Elohim, zamru maskil, malak Elohim al goyim, Elohim yashab al kisei kadesho. Nidibe amim nesafu am Elohe Avraham, ki le Elohim magine eretz, mod
changing. People don't lose your spiritual life.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat Tov, a good seven, good strong, good sabbatically speaking, yes I, Shalom Chavarim, Shalom, yes, sabbatical table talk, you know, sabbatical Seder chat, have a chat here on this 24th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, here, so here we have Wayikra. And Yikra, and he called, also known as Vayikra. So here we're at Leviticus, beginning the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as, and he called, Sefer Vayikra, Sefer, book, and he called. Here, the handbook of the priest, Leviticus. So let's go through some basic questions. We did this a few times before. Hopefully this can become even more of a regular thing. You know, a regular thing right here. So ones who are the hearers, you know, giving ear to hear as we listen to the Aliyot and go over sabbatical study, we can focus, pick up on the content. What is this? The manahu. What is this? What is it? So here, some of the basic questions, basic Q&As, right? Some of the Q&As right here. Because this is very, very important. Because remember, they say that this is like the Old Testament is the shadow, and the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, is the substance. So if this is true, and if those Yehudim, who believe and had faith in the Nazarene, Yeshua HaNotri, if their testimony in the Brit Chadasha is true, and they were Yehudi, like Hawariya, Paulos, Apostle Paul, Rab Shaul, Rabbi Saul, and others, in what they said concerning the Old Testament being a shadow and the New Testament, the Brit HaYishana, being a kind of the shadow, and here in the New Covenant we get the substance. What about these sacrifices, the types of sacrifices? First of all, there are five basic categories of sacrifices. But here, firstly, foremost, let's get in some of the cue, the cue for A, you know what I mean? Some of the basic questions, you know, the cue for A. No. Slicha, so nah. Q for C. That's the Q for A. Q&A, questions and answers, yes. But the Q, the questions, for C, for the Chabarim, right? Using that old spelling of Chabarim for C. K would be more correct, the Q for K, but not to get it too confused. It lay. Here. Let's ride up right here. Some of the Q for C, the questions for the Chabarim. Right here. So here we got 16 questions right here, 16 basic questions. We call these general questions. So three categories of education: general education, special education, higher education. Let's get a good groundation right here and give thanks to Hebrew for Christians as well for the overview and the perspective, right? So here. One, what other names are common for the book of Leviticus? So there's some other names for this third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, third book of the Pentateuch, here, the book of Leviticus. First question, what other names, what other shemot, in the Hebrew shemot, names, in Amharic we have simoch, what other names are common for the book of Leviticus, for the Sefer Vayikra? That's the Hebrew there, but what other names? That's the first question. Second, what does the word korban, what is the word korban? Here we see it pointed as korban. What does the word korban, right? Korban. What does the word korban mean? Very key term, korban. You know that drink, right, out there in the world called korban, and the name korban. Well, here is the Hebrew root of the korban. What does the Hebrew word korban mean, Chabarim? Third question here. What kind of animals could be, emphasizing the could be, remember the key word in Leviticus, if, right? If, that means it's a conditional, if. So what kinds of animals could be offered at HaMishkan, at the sanctuary, at the tabernacle? What kind of animals could be offered at the Mishkan? Fourthly, what was forbidden to be offered? What was forbidden, or in that Germanic, right, of the black German princes, verboten? What was verboten? What was forbidden to be offered with grain offering, with the mincha? The mincha, also called the mincha offering, the grain offering, the bloodless offering. What was forbidden to be offered with grain offerings? Fifth question, what additional ingredient was required, requirement? What additional ingredient was required to be added to all offerings? And lamazeh, why this? Why? Lama, why? What additional ingredient was required to be added to all offerings? And why? Sixth question, what is an ola? What is an ola offering? What is an ola offering? What is an ola offering? Seventh question, what is a mincha or minka offering? What is a mincha, right? The mincha. What is the minka offering? Eighth question, what is special about a peace, the peace offering? What is special about the shelamim, Chabarim? What is special about the shelamim, the peace offerings? Ninth question,
What part of an animal sacrifice always, tamid, always belongs to Ha Elohim, to Ha Elohim? What part of an animal sacrifice always, always belongs to Ha Elohim, to Hashem? Tenth question. What was done with the blood Hadam, the Dam? What was done with Hadam, the blood, of the sacrifice animals, the sacrifice Chayim, lives, or the living creatures? What was done with Hadam, with the Dam, the blood, the Dam, Hebraically speaking, the Dam of the sacrifice animals? 11th question. What two animal products are we forbidden to eat? What two animal products, right, according to HaTorah, are we, I and I, forbidden to eat? Now, some may choose to be vegan, vegetarian, but studying it here to get a context, right, of the will and the intent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. 11th question, what two animal products are we forbidden to eat? Verboten, forbidden to eat. 12th question, who must bring a sin offering or a chatat? Who must bring a chatat, the sin, the lack, the forfeiture, falling short, missing the mark, the uckery? Who must bring a chatat, a sin offering, a lack offering? 13th question, can grain be given as a chatat? Can grain be given as a chatat, a sin, a lack, a uckery offering? Can grain be given, according to HaTorah, and here, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as Vayikra, Leviticus, can grain be given as a chatat, a sin offering, a uckery offering? 14th question, when an animal was to be sacrificed, why were both hands placed on its head? When an animal was to be sacrificed, why were both hands placed on its head, on the head of that animal that was to be sacrificed? 15th question, what is distinctive about a guilt offering, what's known as the Asham offering. What is distinctive about the Asham offering, the guilt offering? What is distinctive about the Asham offering? And the 16th question right here. What percentage of the 613 Torot, laws, directions, instructions, 613 laws of HaTorah, of the direction, instruction, are given in the Sefer Vayikra, in the cipher, and he called in the book of Leviticus, in the handbook of the priests? What percentage of the 613 laws or Torot, direction instructions of HaTorah, the direction instruction, are given in the book of Leviticus, in the Sefer Vayikra? So here, basic questions right here, give ear. What other names are common for the book of Leviticus? What does the word, the Hebrew word, korban, mean, chaverim? What kinds of animals could be offered at HaMishkan, at the tabernacle, the sanctuary? What was forbidden to be offered with the grain offerings, the mincha offering? What additional ingredient was required to be added to all offering, all korbanot, and why? What is an olah offering? What is an olah offering? What is a mincha offering? What is special about shalamim, peace offerings. What part of an animal sacrifice always belongs to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem? What was done with Hadam, the blood of the sacrifice animals, the sacrifice Chayim, living creatures? What two animal products are we verboten to eat? Who must bring a chatat, the fukri, the ukri, the sin, the lack offering? Who must bring a chatat? Can grain be given as a chatat, as a sin, as a ukri, as a lack offering? Can grain be given as a chatat? When an animal was to be sacrificed, why were both hands placed on its head? Why were both hands placed on the head of the sacrifice animal? What is distinctive about the asham, an asham offering? What is distinctive about a guilt offering? What percentage of the 613 Torot of HaTorah, what percentage of the 613 laws of the Torah, the law, are given in the book of Leviticus? Hear, hear, hear. 16 basic questions. How many of them can you answer? Chabarim, chabarim. Shalom, chabarim, 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 chabarim.
Yes, 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 yes. Look at the time right here. Can we get through these 16 and some of the answers right here? Hopefully ones and ones were attempting to, you know, recall what you read, hopefully what you heard, or just what you think the answers might be right there. But you know, Shavua Tov,
a good seven, good strong. Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Okay, so right here, some of the, that was just the questions and answers, you know, to provoke, you know, the thought and remembrance and study. But let's go to some of the basic answers for these basic questions right here, 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 for Shabbat, Vayikra, for Parsha, Vayikra, and He Called. First question was, what other names are common for the book of Leviticus? Third book, right? Third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. What other names are common? Well, the book of sacrifices, the Sefer Vayikra, the book and He Called. The book of sacrifices is one of the particular names. The laws of the Kohanim, the laws of the Torot, direct instructions of the priests, as well as Sefer Vayikra. Question number two. What does the word korban mean, chavarim? Well, it is a general word for offering or a gift. It comes from the Hebrew root karob, the karab, which means like to draw near, karob, which means to come near or to cause to come near, to draw near, that which is offered, presented. So korban, the offering, right, comes from karob, to bring near, the sense of bringing near. Question number three, what kind of living creatures, chayim, or in translation, animals, could be offered at HaMishkan? What kinds of animals? The answer is defect-free, right? That's the key word, defect-free. Cattle, oxen, whether a bull or a cow, the male, the bull or the female, the cow, sheep, whether a ram or goats, a buck or a doe. Now, the poor could offer turtle doves. The poor were able to offer turtle doves or pigeons, turtle doves or pigeons. Question number four, basic Q for C for the Chavarim here. Question number four, what was forbidden to be offered with the grain offerings, what was forbidden to be offered with the mincha or the grain offering was leaven, the chametz, and honey, devash, honey, and chametz, leaven, right? Yeast, leaven,
were forbidden. Why? Because both of them induce fermentation. And therefore, the act of fermentation, this process is likened to decay and death. So therefore, chametz, leaven, and davash, honey, were forbidden to be offered with the mincha, with the meal offerings, called false in the KJV, the meat offering, the meal offering, or the grain offering. Question number five, what additional ingredient was required to be added to all offerings? And lama ze, and why this? What additional ingredient? What was the melach? Melach. What is melach? Melach is salt. Oh, the salt, melach. Because it preserves the offering and actually prevents rotting. And rotting, once again, like fermentation, symbolizes decay and therefore symbolizes death. So what additional ingredient? The melach. The salt was required to be added to all offerings. The reason why is because it preserved the offering and prevented rotting or decay, symbolizing death. Question number six. What is an ola? Ola. What's an ola offering? Ola offering. An ola offering is a male of the animal, the species, whole burnt offering. Quote, an ascending offering, bringing out the sense of ola from Allah, to ascend, to go up. An ascension offering, an ascending offering, a fire, ishe Yahuwah, a fire offering of a sweet savor, of a sweet smell, la Yahuwah to Jehovah. We have this in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9. Question 7, what is a mincha? Mincha, the mincha offering. An unleavened grain offering that could be mixed with five different kinds of oil and spices. A portion of the grain, a portion of that was burned, azkara, right, on the mizbeach, the altar, and the rest was donated to HaKohanim, to the priests. The grain offering was often given by the poor, by the poor. Question number 8, what is special about a peace offering, about the peace offerings known in Hebrew as the shalamim, the shalamim? See the hear the shalom in there, shalamim. Everyone benefited from it. The blood and the fat, right, it went to HaMizbeach, therefore symbolically went to Yahweh Eloheinu. The breast and thigh, the breast and thigh went to HaKohanim, to the priest. And the hide and the flesh went to the owner that brought that shalamim forward, who shared them with his family and friends in a communal, right, a communion meal. Question number 9, what part of the of an animal sacrifice always, tamid, belongs to Ha Elohim? What part? That's the chalev, the chalev, chalev, or the chalev, chalev, chalev. All the fat, the chalev, is Yahuwah's, is Jehovah's. So that's Leviticus 3:11. Question number 10, what was done with the blood of the sacrifice, living creatures, chayim, or animals? What was done? It was sprinkled around HaMizbeach, the altar, and sometimes applied to the horns of the altar. On the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, the covering, the blood was applied to the horns of the altar, the golden altar of the Get'aret, of the Aishin, and dashed or sprinkled up on the kaporet. The kaporet is a mercy seat above the aron, the ark, 7 times. Question 11. What two animal products are we forbidden to eat? What two? HaTorah states that we may not eat blood, dam, and fat. Dam or fat. Dam or the chalev. The blood or fat. Question number 12. Who must bring a chatat, the sin offering? Anyone, anyone who sinned by oversight or without willful intent. In other words, they call accidentally, not knowing, without a willful intent. These are they who must bring a chatat, sin offering. Question number 13. Can grain be given as a chatat, a sin offering? Cain, yes. Although no oil, grain can be given, but no oil or frankincense may be mixed with the unleavened fine flour. Question number 14. When an animal was to be sacrificed, why were both hands placed on its head? Why was both hands placed on its head? To symbolize that it is a substitute for the person who brought it. The laying on of hands is called the semicha. Question number 15. What is distinctive about the guilt offering, the asham? What is distinctive about that? Restitution had to be made, usually 20%, the fifth, 20% along with the sacrifice. All right. Question 16. What percentage of the 613 Torah, direction instruction of HaTorah, the instruction are given in the book of Leviticus? Over 40%. So here, fulfillment rate here, those basic questions, and here with the psalm that usually seal up the Shabbat and begin off with the new Shavua Tov, Tawa, Bashim Tua,
Amutiyah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Yes, Haberim, yes, family, have a beautifully good first day. And Purim, Sameach, Shabu Tov, good, strong, good 7 days to come. Hashem Yeshua, be well, be blessed, and highly favored. Hashem Yeshua. Shalom, Haberim, shalom.